Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Another sparkling edition of The Thought Police with me, Mike Graham, and him, Kevin O'Sullivan. Kevin, I mean, it would be wrong for me to say I haven't seen you since Putney, but we haven't done any Thought Police action since Putney. So we should probably talk a bit about that before we move on to various different subjects, including the joke that was Eurovision. We had a good time in Putney.
It was a fucking day that was, wasn't it?
By
the way, look at us both wearing ties.
Aren't
we fucking smart?
Yeah.
Yeah, what a day. We all met at the Half Moon. You know, we all had to get there early to prepare for our live show. So then we did the Thought Police live show in front of a paying audience with our usual massive quantity of swearing.
Yes.
Then, with
our usual massive quantity of beer.
Yeah, well, we weren't able to drink because we were doing our less profane show on Saturday night on Talk
profane.
TV.
Yes.
And so basically we did sort of like, I'm sure you'd said the same shit. I said, I'm not touching alcohol at all at the...
I thought it's impossible
I fell off the wagon a bit. I had two glasses of red wine.
Well, you know? I had, I think, two pints of lager shandy and one hit of Zambuca, which somebody put
on
the...
That's right, you did. I was fucking worried. Then last time you started on the Zambuca, you had 11 of them.
I know, and a lot of other things went on as well, including me getting thrown out of the Ivy. Yeah. But that night, we ended up back in the Ivy, I have to say, and either they didn't recognise me or they'd forgiven me, so everything was fine.
Yeah.
But you know what I found really interesting? Yeah. The most interesting thing about going to the Ivy was that they had halibut on the menu.
Halibut on the menues.
Halibut because we'd
had... Freshwater or sea?
Well, I think it was sea halibut, but, you know, Chris Tarrant had apparently tried to take the piss out of me for saying, oh, Mike, you're an idiot, you didn't know halibut's only in the sea. Well, it's not only in the fucking sea. Turns out you can get it in a fucking river as well.
But you were just like fucking chancing your arm. You had no idea whether or not fucking halibut live in seawater as well as fucking freshwater.
The point is...
So you fucking roll the dice, you get lucky, and then you start going, see, I was right.
Yeah, well, Chris Tarrant, who professes to be a professional fisherman practically, didn't fucking know that you could find it. My point only was...
Nor did you.
Well, no, but my point was that if you are dealing with, say, an estuary, like the Thames estuary, where I live, where I can smell the fucking sea.
In the
right?
estuary? Or
No, I live just next to the estuary, a little bit further up, past the Thames barrier.
Yeah.
I know you don't normally go that far east.
I certainly
gives
do
you,
not.
Hampstead socialists.
I don't like the estuary at
gives
all.
Gives you fucking Hampstead socialists and nosebleeds to go anywhere near the working class.
I stick to the narrow bit of the river.
But if you were to follow the Regent's Park Canal all the way out, you would eventually reach Stratford, and then you make a right, and you come to the Thames barrier.
I have done that.
Right? And that's what fucking happens, right, is that the sea comes into the river. So therefore, if I was to test the river where I am at Canary Wharf, it's got salt water in it. So therefore, you know the fuck. I've seen seals in there. I've seen seals in there.
Fuck off, mate.
Don't you remember the whale?
The fucking shit.
Hang on.
You talk.
Hang on.
The whale.
Don't you remember
whale.
The whale?
Yeah, but it fucking died, didn't it?
Yeah, but it fucking still swam up there.
Yeah, well, there was a fucking mistake. So maybe the halibuts that end up in the fresh water go, fuck me, we've fucked up here.
No.
This is a mistake. And then they die.
No, they don't, actually. But what you must know.
Chris Tarrant turns up and catches them.
For example, if you said to me, well, whales only live in seawater, you'd be wrong, wouldn't you? Because a fucking whale came all the way up.
Well, it died in fresh water. So they can't
live in seawater. Yeah, but hang on, it swam all the way up to fucking London Bridge.
It doesn't mean they live in fresh water, does it? It means that they made a mistake, they got into fresh water, and they fucking pegged it.
Yeah, but if I said, all right, let me
they
put
drowned.
You, all right, let me put a question to you another way. Has anyone ever seen a whale in fresh water? Yes.
Yeah, but that isn't. It doesn't mean they live in fresh water.
Well, they
it was
fucking
an aberration.
He lived for quite a long time. You know, my favorite
thing.
He did.
He got up to about
my
fucking Hampstead or something.
No, he got further than fucking David Walliams.
Thames,
he didn't.
Is
he got further. He nearly got to fucking Tennington. But anyway, my best fucking one of the great moments you have on radio. We used to have this guy. I'm not going to name him because he's still around. But he was a news reporter for the show that I was working on at the time, and we sent him down. And this was radio only, so we didn't have vision in those days, right? Yeah. Sent him down to see if he could spot the whale, right? And as I'm talking to him, he was sort of doing that usual thing. Yes, well, Michael, I'm standing overlooking, Tower Bridge, and I'm looking to see if I can see. I can't see it. Oh, look, look, there it is. Look, look. I'm like, nobody can fucking look, you stupid cunt. You're on the radio, right? What's the point of saying, look, look? People are only listening. They can't fucking see what you can see. You're supposed. And I said to him once, can you paint a picture of what you can see, right? And he started fucking going mad and talking about colours. I'm like, not actually paint. I mean, when I say paint a fucking picture, I mean describe what you can see.
Yeah.
Some people are just shit at
They're fucking hopeless. But
absolute
I remember that whale story, right? So I was doing my column on the Sunday Mirror then, and for some reason I've been called it. Tina Weaver was the editor sometimes. Yeah. She used to get me into, if the TV editor wasn't around, to overlook showbiz stories of a Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Well, because they needed somebody with an expert eye.
Yeah, well, I used to overlook them from the safety of the local pub, go home about six. But anyway, I was in the office. And they'd sent this reporter, and he was in, like, an Australian, and he was quite an engaging character, and he was the kind of guy, he was eccentric,
yeah,
and strange things always happen.
Which can be good or bad.
Well, this time it was really fucking good, because I don't know if you remember, but that whale, it was quite sad.
Was it called
a white beluga?
Didn't they call it Willy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was like a white beluga, and a load of people. Including, but you know, the proper
wankers, we call
them. No, they were the animal rescue people.
Wankers.
No, they were trying to save the fucking
thing.
Yeah,
did a great job. Yeah, so, how's it going, guys? Yeah, he's dead.
Well,
it wasn't
their fucking fault that the stupid little cunt went the wrong way, was it?
Exactly, no, yeah.
Fucking
what do you do?
Whale. They say fucking whales are intelligent.
Yeah, yeah,
they're fucking stupid.
Hang on. So you go. So what do you do again? Yeah, I rescue animals. How's it going today? We're 0-1.
Yeah. But it's because the fucking whale is a dumbass that went the wrong fucking way.
They're supposed to be intelligent whales.
Well,
aren't
they? They're fucking clearly not. Are they? They're as thick as shit.
Well, this one.
This
was.
Fucking moron.
Yeah.
Anyway, the moron whale is up the Thames, and there's these cunts trying to lift it out, and they've got all these special slings under it, and they've got all their sort of waterproof gear on, and half of them drifting. And in the middle of this phalanx of people was this fucking idiot. Australian reporter in a suit up to his waist in the fucking Thames. Somehow or other, he'd become part of the rescue team.
What a cunt. Have you seen that fucking Australian politician who's running for office in
Australia?
He's standing in some water, and as he keeps talking, the water rises. This fucking twat, right? There is nothing to say that the water levels will do anything other than rise by about a fucking inch, right?
Yeah.
This cunt's got the water rising 6 feet.
Yeah, so he's, his ankles.
And he's now going, well, if you don't vote for me, mate, the world's going to end and we're all going to be underwater.
And then he goes, before it's too late, and then the water disappears.
Absolute
over his head.
Fucking
I'll tell you, if I was making that fucking commercial by that guy, I'd put my fucking foot on his head so he couldn't get up about out of the water again, and he fucking drowned, the Australian cunt.
Just to prove that London's run by complete bastards, I think the rescue squad got a parking ticket for parking their van on the fucking bridge.
That's
right. And they wouldn't let them appeal it. They're like, nope, you fucking parked where you shouldn't have. You're fucking paying the £100 fine, you fucking cunt.
Yeah, that fucking climate change Australian. I mean, it's just some sort of local fucking Australian politician saying, I'll save the planet.
Total
Why does he
ass.
Think there's any fucking votes in that?
Well, there might be votes in it, but he ain't going to save the fucking planet.
But also, there's not many votes in
by
it.
By the way, can we talk about the virtue signalling event of the weekend? Eurovision. One, in a complete surprise, out of the blue, by fucking Ukraine. I never saw that coming.
Yeah, I put £1,000 on Ukraine to win.
Did you?
I won.
You got
£1,000 and a penny.
I was going to say, you got 3-1
the
on,
fucking
right?
odds. Yeah, it was just ridiculous.
Well, that's
ridiculous.
Fine. Nothing wrong with that.
It was good. No, I didn't put any fucking money on it because it was obvious that Ukraine was going to win. And this is the last time. This is the last time any of these fucking stupid little Eurovision fans can say, it's not about politics, it's about the song.
Yeah.
Fucking Ukraine's song was a load of weird crap.
I didn't see
But
it.
They could have got on the stage and shat themselves and they still won, wouldn't they? I mean...
Yeah, it's a brilliant piece of, theatre.
It just sort of mooned the audience and shat at them. Right, you win, because we stand with Ukraine.
We stand with Ukraine, yeah. Fucking horrendous, right? But the number of people who got involved in it all, Emily Thornberry, right? My pet hate. She
banquet.
Yeah, she puts out a banquet, right? And I mean, Emily Thornberry, pretty odious individual anyway. She's a deputy attorney general, comes from this really fucking wealthy background, has got
a lady, Noogie.
She's got fucking, her husband, I think, is a multimillionaire lawyer or something, isn't he?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but he's also a knight or some sort of minor aristocrat.
Yeah.
So she is actually Lady Thornberry.
I thought she was Lady Noogie.
Yeah, Lady
Noogie.
Why
do they call her that?
Yeah, but well, because actually, I think he's just a knight?
Lord Noogie.
Yeah, it's like, so if your husband is knighted, you can be Lady something, you just use the second.
Because you can't be Dane, can you?
Yeah, like Nick Lloyd and Eve Pollard.
Lady Pollard.
Eve is Lady Pollard, yeah.
That's right. But she puts out this fucking spread.
No,
right?
She's now, Lady Lloyd. Sorry, I got that wrong.
Let's not forget that this is in the same week that poor old Lee Anderson was getting a fucking solid kicking from the left by suggesting that the poor people who go to food banks should actually be taught how to budget and should be taught how to cook. Perfectly reasonable suggestion, right? Every Labour fucking twat from Lisa Nandy to fucking David Lammy, you know, all absolutely loaded with money. We go, it's a disgrace. The Tories hate the poor. Well, they don't actually. She puts out this table, right? And it's got all manner of different fucking...
Eurovision food.
Eurovision
food. From all around the world.
But somebody pointed out, well, she didn't have anything from fucking Israel, did she? There's a funny thing. And also, she had a fucking yogurt from Iceland, which is apparently made in Yorkshire, somewhere near fucking Harrogate.
Cunt.
But it's called Icelandic yogurt. So she went, oh, let's do that. I mean, what is wrong with these fucking stupid cunts from the left who try to make out that, oh, look, we're so encompassing of all cultures.
Do you know
what?
I'd like to run a food bank.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then like, you know, tell all the people coming to get their food, just lock the fucking thing and just say, closed, fuck off.
Well, I had a mate who went into a fucking bank once, right? And they had this basket at the end as you went out and it said, you know, food bank. And he picked up a can and walked out with it.
Yeah.
And they went, you're not supposed to do that. He said, oh, I thought it was for the customers.
Yeah.
He actually took food out of the fucking food bank.
Oh, you can't do that.
Well, apparently they didn't see the funny side. He was only taking the piss. But, I mean, people like her... After those kinds
of go to food banks, they turn up in taxis and leave it running while they're going.
I've always said, you know, if you put a fucking a sign up saying free televisions, you'll have a fucking queue around the block. You've got a sign saying free anything, people are going to fucking show up and do it, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't want to like knock people who are that hard up that they can't afford food. There are some people around like that, I suppose. But mostly, I've always thought that food banks are a political device.
They are.
By which Labour and the left accuse the Tories of being so heartless that millions of people all over the country are starving and have to go to
They're
food.
They're not.
But it's not.
But it's the same.
It's not fucking true.
It's the same.
A fucking problem in this country. Millions of people are fat as fucking shit because they stuff their fucking faces with Nando's and fucking McDonald's. They're not starving, you stupid cunts.
No, really not. But the other thing, right, is that we are told every single fucking minute of every single day, but there are so many people living in poverty.
Yeah, bollocks.
You know, they're all under the poverty line. Yeah, because you know what? The poverty line is now drawn at something like 21,000 a year, right? That's not fucking poverty. Do you want to see poverty? Go to fucking Mexico. Go to fucking the Caribbean. Go to Africa. Go to India. Go to any number of fucking developing countries where you will find proper, real, fuck-off poverty, where literally people don't have a fucking pot to piss in, literally, or cook anything in either.
Yeah, well, here's the statistics.
And they're not fat, by the way.
Here's the statistics for people who are starving in this country. Health survey for England 2019 estimated that 28% of adults in England were obese, and a further 36% were overweight but not obese. What does that fucking
mean?
Well,
they base it all on the
BMI. A nation of fat cunts.
Well, do you remember they did that thing where they said if you put a, what do you call it, a tape measure around your waist and it's bigger than your height.
That's right.
Basically, I mean, it's actually not a bad measurement.
Okay.
You know, but of course it depends on where your stomach is, because for some people like me, my stomach is above my waist. For some people it's below.
Yeah.
If you measure below my stomach, I'm actually not that fat.
So if you put a tape around your waist, trying that test.
Yeah.
And then you tried it with your height, it got up to about like 19 foot six.
Well, do you know what's funny? Do you know what's funny?
Fucking hell.
Do you know what's funny? I'm actually not that far away from it.
No.
I'm not that far away. And you would expect that not to be the case. But they also do that thing where if your BMI is over 30, the way that they work it out as to whether you're obese or not, particularly for children who are still developing, that would make every single member of the fucking All Blacks rugby team obese.
That's interesting.
By the fucking NHS's measure, every fucking player for the All Blacks is obese. Fucking idiots. So absolute cunts.
So they could change the name of the team, though, All Blacks to All Fat Cunts.
The All Fats.
But, you know,
well, that's the team I'm playing in.
To go back, that's the All Fat Cunts. What a the fantastic team. But to go back to food banks, you know, they are a political device because Labour constantly say, you know, if people aren't starving, if this is such a fair country, how come so many people have to go to food banks? Well, not that many people do have to. Most of them fucking go because it's a cheap way of getting fucking food. And once a fucking year, the nurses always say, our wages are so slow, we have to go to food banks.
Now, here's
every
one.
Every time.
How about this, right? BMI, take your weight and height and look at a chart, right? Mike Tyson, when he was at the height of his powers, was 5'10" and 220 pounds. Right. He literally was the strongest man in the world, right, and the most dangerous man. Yeah. But according to the BMI charts, his BMI was 31.6, which would make him clinically obese.
That's interesting.
So fuck right off. Don't
he
tell me.
He was a fat cunt though, Mike Tyson.
No, Mike. Well, he became slightly fatter later on.
Yeah,
he had. Now listen, I
wouldn't say that to his face.
Yeah, certainly not on a plane. Now I feel
you're in good shape, Mike.
I feel as though we should play a bit of this.
Your cheating fucking entry to the Euro Trash Song Contest.
You're dancing in the background. It's very good. And then the techno bit came in for no apparent
weird
reason. It was fucking so weird.
And now over to Peking.
But people loved it.
Sorry, though. Beijing. Sorry, I've got Beijing. The name wrong there.
But people really liked it, though. I'll tell you the other thing that happened at the weekend, of course, and that was the FA Cup final, which slightly seeped in to our consciousness.
Yeah, 40 minutes.
Slightly seeped into our consciousness on the show. But, you know, it went to penalties. I've always had thoughts about penalty shootouts, but I've been told this time about a new idea that I want to run past you.
Okay,
because I've always thought, and I think I said this to you on the night, I said if I was doing a show on Talk Sport tonight, I'd actually be saying, do you know what, that game was so shit, they should have just had the penalty shootout.
Right.
And no fucking game.
That's
just
a good idea.
Game. Yeah, but how about this, right? Here's a better idea.
Yeah.
Now take your pick when you do it. You can either do it beforehand, before the game kicks off, or at half time. You have the penalty shootout before the second half. Do you see what I'm saying?
Not really.
No, but you would have it.
I don't understand
it. No, but you have it before you play the extra time. So you can have it either before the game.
Well, what's the point of playing the extra time?
Well, just think about it. I know you're not that fucking logical, right? Think about it. So you can either have the penalty shootout before the game starts, or you can have it at half time, or you can have it at full time before the extra time.
Why?
Because it makes whoever has lost the penalty shootout fucking absolutely know they have to win. Because you know how sometimes teams will play for the penalty shootout, which is boring for the fans, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you were Fulham, right? Or you were, say you were Chelsea, playing Liverpool, it's 0-0, you're about to go into extra time. You have the penalty shootout there, okay? And then, if you win that as Chelsea, Liverpool are going to go fucking hell for leather to beat you in the extra time.
Yeah, but you might argue that's not fair to fucking Chelsea.
Why not?
Well, because you've given the one team too much impetus.
No, you haven't. Because Chelsea know if you don't score, they've won. Yeah. However, Liverpool know if they do score, they've won.
So, in other words, you have a penalty shootout that can be overridden in the game.
No, you have
you
have a penalty shootout which prevents people from playing for a penalty shootout, right? So it stops the second to last 10 minutes of the game in extra time becoming really tedious because quite often you can see that they're playing for a penalty shootout, right? That's what they're doing, okay?
Yeah, but I think it's overcomplicated.
No, it's not. It makes
the end of extra time.
The result, right?
Draw,
the result
has
is
some penalties.
No,
and whoever gets more wins.
No, the result of the penalty shootout only stands if there's no result in extra time, right? So the penalty shootout doesn't work. If you win in extra time, you've won.
Yeah, but the problem with that is if the team, say Liverpool...
Why wouldn't you like that?
Well, I'm just about to explain it. Say you have the penalty shootout at half time.
Yeah.
Or, you know, even before the game.
Maybe a week before.
Liverpool win the penalty shootout.
Yeah.
They're just going to park the fucking bus.
Yeah, but they can't park the bus because we know that you can't do that.
Well, you can.
Well, you can't.
Ask fucking Jose Mourinho. He parked the bus every time his fucking team's
played.
Yeah,
but let's look at his record and see how often he did it successfully and how often he didn't do it successfully.
Yeah, but he's a bus parker. And that's what the teams who'd won the penalty shootout in, under your system would do. They just park the fucking bus.
I was saying it's my system. I was saying it was suggested to me.
Yeah, well,
I'm not saying it's my
fucking
system.
I think it's a shit suggestion.
You think it's shit, do you? Yeah. Okay, all right. Let me ask you another question. What about Keir Starmer?
I think he's shit as
the
well.
The man. Right, here's what I loved about what happened this weekend. Dan Hodges, Mail on Sunday columnist, put out two pieces of video. The first one, recorded in the lobby, and I think it was when Jeremy Corbyn was the leader of the Labour Party.
Yeah.
And Keir Starmer was asked the question, would you please rate Jeremy Corbyn vis-a-vis all the other leaders of the Labour Party? How many points would you give him? And he said, I'm not going down that road. I don't wish to do that. Jeremy is a colleague and a friend.
Ah.
And I'm not falling for that, right? Now, secondly, the second interview, a couple of months or maybe a year later with Jewish News, where he's attempting to justify the fact that he's not an anti-Jewish Semite because he's talking to the Jewish community. He goes, he's asked the question, is Jeremy Corbyn a friend of yours? You know what he said? No, he's not a friend of mine. Yeah. Now, Dan Hodges makes the point, quite rightly, that I don't mind if somebody is politically expedient. I don't mind if somebody is just using, somebody to get on in politics. I don't even mind if he throws the former leader of the Labour Party under the fucking bus. But don't fucking tell me that that makes him a man of integrity.
He's bullshit.
Because
bullshit.
He's fucking not.
This fucking idea.
He's a total and utter cunt.
Yeah, this idea of him saying, I will resign if I'm found guilty of breaking the COVID lockdown laws.
Why don't you cut to the chase and fucking resign now?
You know, they said, what a man of integrity.
Oh, yeah.
No, he's not. He's trying desperately to put a lot of pressure on Durham police. And it looks now as if that, he's shitting himself, apparently, because it's going to backfire. Because Durham police are just saying, well, you know, he's put pressure on us to find him guilty.
Right.
Because if they let him off, they're going to look like right cunts.
Well, also, he's broken the fucking rules. It's very clear that he's broken the rules. It's very clear that he shouldn't be asking them whether he's broken the rules. He's the fucking former Attorney General. He knows what the fucking rules are, this dopey bastard.
But, you know, these fucking politicians, these Westminster cunts.
They are.
I mean, what we're seeing now, it doesn't matter which party, they're all the fucking same.
They really are.
And we're talking about the Labour Party. So you've got, Keir Starmer, I will fall on my sword if I'm found guilty. Meanwhile, you've got all the shadow cabinet pledging eternal loyalty to their leader.
Maybe you should
meanwhile, West Streeting, Lisa Nandy, Andy Burnham, the backstabbing gang, are going hell for leather to fucking kick him out they can get his fucking job.
Maybe you should promise to fall on Angela Rayner.
Here's the other fucking element of this, that apparently Keir, and I'm only quoting a story that was published in the newspaper, that Keir is trying to throw her to the fucking wolves. He thinks he can prove he's going to throw out Angela Rayner to the dogs, where she'll be very much at home. that's a nice sexist joke.
That's a very good sexist joke. Haven't the dogs suffered enough?
Yeah, exactly right. That's what I was thinking about Eurovision next year. Next year, Ukraine has got to host Eurovision. Hasn't Ukraine suffered enough? But to go back to Angela Rayner,
I mean, every other country that ever fucking hosts it goes bankrupt.
Well, it's going to be us next year.
Right.
You realise that because we came second. Anyway, Angela Rayner can in no way apparently prove that she did anything after the beer and curry thing. Keir Starmer, thinks he can get away with it because he can show you WhatsApps. He can show you WhatsApps that he did. And so that's why he's saying he worked after the curry.
Yeah.
Angela Rayner can do no such thing. So Keir Starmer, another brave and loyal, friendly politician, is trying to throw his deputy to the wolves so he can survive, and she gets fucked.
It is delicious irony, isn't it, that they all can't stand each other. They're all fighting
rats
in a sack.
They fucking hate each other.
They all are like, I mean, can you imagine the idea that the Labour Party could ever unite for long enough to actually run a fucking campaign
to win. All the parties are the same.
Absolute
they all fucking hate each other's guts, and they can't wait to kick each other out of jobs so that they can nick them. It is, as you say, they are a bunch of fucking rats in a sack.
They really are. Some of them are more rat-like than others. Rat-like cunning. I put Angela Rayner in a growler down for a fucking window, by the way. If you fucking put her in a sack with anyone, she's fucking coming out victorious. Yeah, I can promise you that. The ginger growler wins hands down, as far as I'm concerned.
She's prime minister. Imagine the ginger growler being prime minister. Fuck
fucking hell. If she's our prime minister, the fuck off.
I mean,
we don't want fucking Brenda from the council of state being prime minister. Thanks very much.
Can you imagine her distracting fucking Putin? I bet he'd fucking get distracted.
Hello, Mr. Biden, how are you?
You fucking tourist, fucking Russian scum. Fuck off.
President,
bastard. Fuck you, you fucking North Korean cunt.
Hey,
fuck off.
Hey, Biden, have a look at that fucking hell.
I've seen fucking cunts like you down the chippy.
You've seen a few growlers in your time. You've seen any ginger ones.
Are you from the fucking restaurant or what? Now, listen, before we carry on, we must thank our Patreon executive producers, of course, who are,
you can do the whole list.
I'll do them all. Maybe you could just give them all a bit of a salute.
I'll give them a name. Oh, well, I've got one here, so I'll take over at...
Give them a salute.
I'll take over at George. Shall I give them an insult?
Well, you just give them an insult. Are they cunts or not?
Yeah, okay.
Are they?
Well, let's do them one by one.
Oh, you want to do them one by one? Jason Steele.
Definite cunt.
Leonie Thomas.
Massive cunt.
Robbie Lunnon.
Huge cunt.
Matt Clark.
Lifelong cunt.
Jennifer Leinberger.
Dedicated cunt.
Surely she's the American whore.
Oh, she's the American whore. And also a dedicated cunt.
John O'Brien.
Irish cunt.
Emma Lou.
Total Southern States of America cunt.
Sir George Mayling.
have an emphatic cunt.
Ailing Mailing. Tom O'Donnell.
Enormous cunt. Irish cunt.
Emil Watters.
Oh, complete and utter cunt.
Robbie Lunnon.
A world-beating cunt.
You're going to like the next one. Jenny 29.
There she is, Jenny. 29 fucks a night. and counting.
Take a fucking
the
day off, Jenny.
The complete whore cunt.
Fucking hell.
Fucks 29 men a night and sucks off even more.
Dean McCarthy.
Oh, well, that cunt. We've got fucking hundreds of these people.
Right. There's a lot of cunts.
Okay, Dean McCarthy, ocean-going cunt.
Right, Martin Gundry.
Olympic standard cunt.
John O'Brien.
Haven't we had John O'Brien?
There's two of them.
We've got thousands of John O'Briens. John O'Brien. Epic cunt.
Yeah, Tom O'Donnell.
Arctic cunt.
Gareth Hughes.
African cunt.
How about intergalactic cunt?
Intergalactic
Jones.
Cunt, yeah.
John Priest. Got a nasty habit. Fuck off.
Cunt.
William Barrow.
Complete cunt.
Rhymes with bollocks. Mark Buckley.
The biggest cunt who ever lived.
All right. We'd also like to mention Dave Johnson, who's a Thought Police fan, but also the boss of Suitable Choices. Suitable Choices, the independent mortgage brokerage, which covers the whole of the UK, based in sunny Kent, just outside of Margate. His tagline is straight talking, no bullshit advice. A man after our own hearts.
Yeah, I like the sound of it.
If you want to find that, suitablechoices.co.uk. We haven't got any news for you on the live front yet, but we are putting together a plan. We're so busy at the moment, but we will be announcing, I'm sure, in due course, I don't want to give the game away, that we will be appearing somewhere live at some point. And a live stream of the Half Moon Show from last Saturday will be available. You've got to join Patreon, though. It'll be on the 27th of May. Or maybe you don't have to join Patreon. It might be available.
No, it's going to be available to everyone.
It'll be available to everyone. We don't discriminate.
You pay 3 quid.
You don't. I've got a new slogan.
That's a good fucking deal, though.
I've got a new slogan.
Selling ourselves short.
Listen, I've got a new slogan for the Thought Police. You don't have to be a cunt. Hang on, no.
Go on. Okay,
don't fucking interrupt me.
Well, yeah, I'm never about to interrupt. I'm going to fucking play you your own game.
All right.
Fucker.
Here we go.
Go on, then.
All right, here it is. You don't have
one more thing. Go on, fuck.
You don't have to be a cunt. But it helps.
Yeah. You don't have to be two cunts, but it seriously helps.
Fuck off. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, fuck you.
Cunt.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.